Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am in July 8 regarding Lawrence Silas, S-I-L-I-S. Lawrence Silas is a 51-year-old male who reports he injured his right knee at work on 3/9/21. But he was cleaning up the area and stepped on the vacuum cord. Appeared his right leg wobbled and he felt a small pop in the knee. Apparently he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a tear of his meniscus. But this was repaired surgically. Pretty completed his course of active treatment in August 2021. Period. And paragraph. As per the record supplied, he underwent x-rays of the right knee on 3/26/11. They showed mild osteoarthritic changes, but no acute osseous abnormalities. Pretty then came under the care of WorkNet on 3/16/21, period. He denied any prior work-related injuries, period. He walked with an intelligent gait and had decreased range of motion about the right knee, period. Certain provocative tests elicited tenderness. Period was diagnosed with the right knee sprain and initiated on conservative care, including a knee brace. Period. He participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Nevertheless, he remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. The right knee MRI was done on 4/12/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 4/14/21, he was seen at WorkNet for the final time by physician assistant Guerini, G-U-E-R-R-I-N-I. Period. He then was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. The paragraph on 4/22/21, Dr. Catalano performed such an evaluation. Period. His assessment was acute right knee pain with an MRI showing acute tear of the medial meniscus. Period. They elected to pursue surgical intervention, but in the interim he could continue working light duty. Period. On 5/21/21, he did undergo surgery to be inserted here. Period. He had ongoing physical therapy through 7/30/21. Period. He followed up with Dr. Catalano through 8/19/21. At that visit, Mr. Silas was released from care to no restrictions on his job activities. Period. He had no complaints except for some occasional discomfort. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right knee was full, with crepitus and tenderness and flexion. Period. Motion of the left knee was full, with crepitus but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full on all planes, without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had tenderness to palpation of the right knee medial joint line, but there was none on the left. The knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 3/9/21. Lawrence Silas injured his knee at work when he tripped on a cord. Period. He was seen at WorkNet beginning 3/16/21. Period. X-rays showed no acute abnormalities. Period. He was initiated on appropriate conservative measures but remained symptomatic. Period. Right knee MRI was done on 4/12/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Catalano performed surgery on 5/21/21 to be inserted here. Period. He had additional postoperative physical therapy. Period. He followed up with Dr. Catalano through 8/19/21. One exam was unrevealing and he was virtually asymptomatic. prepared in a paragraph of the current exam. Found there to be 4 inch of motion of both knees with crepitus and tenderness on the right. Prepared provocative maneuvers were negative. Prepared he had tenderness to palpation above the right knee, medial joint line. Prepared he ambulated with a physiologic gait. Prepared in the paragraph there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. End.